This is KGB.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
Yo, and this is your man, Manny Digital. Welcome to the Fatherhoods Podcast.
Beats, rhymes, and dice.
This episode of the Fatherhoods Podcast is brought to you by FlyDad. FlyDad provides functional, practical gear for sophisticated dads like you, our listeners, and us, the Fatherhoods. The homies over at FlyDad polled a few sleep experts and a whole lot of new dads to come up with the 9 best baby sleep hacks just for dads. Hit up FlyDadGear.com and navigate to Sleep Hacks at the top for your free download. You're welcome. All right, we're good.
Okay. So we've got third time returning guest.
Three time?
Legendary Cypher Sounds.
Don't be too hype, KGB.
And we use his horn.
Am I the first third timer or no?
I think so.
Yeah.
You're the first threesome.
Oh, wait, no, Paul. I think Paul, he's tied with Paul, I think.
Is he?
I think so.
Might be.
Ah, fuck it. We'll say yes. Fuck it.
Paul's trying to be on as many kids as he has.
Who is Paul?
Oh, weird. You
Paul
never
is met Drink Champ Sports, Dream Big Hip Hop, Weird Thoughts, Icky Hood. Those are all his aliases.
He's
Oh man, that sounds fun.
Yo, let's check in real quick, because the last time you were on, it was at the beginning of the coronavirus, or toward the beginning. How have things transpired since?
Oh, you know what's crazy? Remember the beginning when we were all scared?
Yeah.
Nobody knew what was going on. Now, life is beautiful. Everything worked out. We're rolling in dough. We're killing it. We're touring. We're doing shit. It was all just a hoax. What do you mean? It's worse now. It's worse.
Yo.
Yo, savings is not for spending, yo. Savings is supposed to be your savings.
Axe.
Bars.
Yo.
Here's the problem. I wasn't a big spender to begin with. You know what I'm saying? I like sneakers. I love traveling. A couple other things, but nothing too big, nothing crazy. Now I'm saying things like, I can't afford it. Maybe not this time.
This is you say horrible. That in front of your kids, that I can't afford it, or we can't afford it, if they ask for shit?
No, because they're in a bubble. They're at grandma's house, so they don't know what's happening.
Damn. I be using that shit sometimes. But it's tough.
Like, in their face. Yeah. I mean, if you're in Target.
Nah, I can't do it in Target, because then they look at me like, yo, my dad's a sucker. What you mean you can't buy this shit at Target?
I mean, you know, I'll hit up that clearance aisle, see what they're talking about.
Oh, no, we stay at the clearance aisle. They know. That's where we go.
I love buying my kids open box pool toys, and we don't even have a pool.
Damn, so what are you? Shit.
So you're out of the city, right? Or the kids are out of the city?
Yeah. Where are you staying?
Yeah, I stay at my I've been staying at my in-laws' house.
Okay. So are you? You didn't move out, right? Like other people said.
No.
Fuck it.
No, I just because you know everybody got to work from home, so we just needed more space.
It's a pandemic vacation.
And then
the pandemic vacation.
Oh, yeah. Pandemic vacation, which seemed okay for them. For them, it seemed okay for the summer. But now we got to figure out school and all that. Man.
Yeah, that's fun.
This is going to happen.
That's fun. I mean, like, for me, like, we had to scramble. We still haven't figured this out, but we had to scramble to try to get a laptop for my son. So we couldn't find any that were appropriate. So we had to borrow one from the schools, like the district that we live in. Yo, son.
Chromebooks.
Yeah, the Chromebook. That shit is the worst in the – not the Chromebook. I don't put it on the Chromebook. You got to go into the
district's like servers or some crazy shit. And that shit is like a fucking snail. Like calls dropping, all sorts of crazy shit going on. So it's tough.
Yeah, man. It's this. I mean, the kid. I'm not how to want to sound like this. You know, this is a podcast about fatherhood, right?
Right.
It's about the ups and downs of being a parent. I never regret having kids until right now.
That's real though. Like just all the bullshit that they're coming into.
It has nothing to do with them. It's just why am I a kindergarten teacher? This is not what I signed up for.
Yeah.
We're going to start another podcast, I regret fatherhood.
I'm not qualified to be a kindergarten teacher. Like the point is you go to this other building during the day and I either get some work done or I sit down on the couch and chill in silence from 9 to 3 or whatever it is. You know what I mean?
Jesus.
And now I got to like, I got somebody with ADD trying to teach somebody with ADD. Like,
yeah, that's
not good. So
your daughter's in kindergarten now, right? That's your daughter?
Yeah, she just started kindergarten, yep.
So the way they have the kindergarten set up, is it basically they like check in with the teacher in the morning and then it's all up to the parents to do all the independent work?
Two days in school.
Oh, really?
So she's there.
Oh,
okay. Then,
yeah. So 2 days in school. See how
what a
long
way to
that
start.
Lasts.
That's a terrible introduction to schooling.
Yeah, 2 days in school and 3 days out. And then they just do some lessons during the day. It's a wash of a year.
Yeah, it definitely is a wash. How concerned are you with her going to school?
Like physically? To be honest, I'm not that concerned. I don't know, man. I'm not saying it's a hoax. I'm not saying it's not real, but I go out a lot and I get tested pretty regularly and I never had it. Like, I mean, I had it in the beginning, but I go out a lot. So,
you had COVID in the beginning?
Yeah, I had COVID in March.
You kind of just skated through that, like everybody.
Yeah,
I had that shit.
I thought I told you last time.
Nah, bro, you don't talk to us no more, man. You know.
So wait, maybe out of all five of us, I mean four of us, sorry, two of us have had it, right? Manny, you had it?
Not yet.
Keather had it. Okay, so 2 out of 4.
Yeah. So how was what was your symptoms?
Yeah, EFM.
I had No, I had no symptoms. The only reason why I know I had it is because I got the antibody test months later. Mm. I never had any symptoms. I was anti-Semitic the whole time.
Nah, you don't mean anti-Semitic.
Yeah, I had no symptoms. I was anti-Semitic.
This guy.
Yo, on the wrong podcast?
Yeah.
You might be finished.
Yo, all of y'all. Oh, y'all turned bright red, frozen.
Keather just went under his microphone, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I should say that. Sorry. Fuck it up.
Yeah, I do that. I do that when I do stand-up, the little shows that we have, what we now call stand-up comedy. I do that joke, and people always freeze, like, wait.
They don't know what to do. Wait, what did you
say? Yo, it's a good one. It's a good one.
No, I had it in March. I had a fever for 2 days and like a cold.
Yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying? So I had a cold and the doctor told me, matter of fact, my doctor was on a ventilator when I called him. He had it bad.
Wow.
But he has like asthma or some shit like that. So it was crazy, but it was early. And I told him I had, a fever and some body aches. And he said, I probably had it, but I can't even get tested unless you have all the symptoms. And this is like in March.
Right.
When the world was like crashing down. So So I never got tested back then, but I just quarantined myself and stayed in. And then a month later, I got the antibody test, and it showed that I had it. So I remember exactly, because I don't really get sick much, so I know what that fever is when I had it, because if I have a fever, that means something's wrong. Mm. And then that's it. And I've been Superman ever since.
No one else in your family caught it?
Yeah, everybody didn't get it.
Everybody had it.
Shit.
But we live at, everyone I know in New York had it. Yeah. A lot of people. But because when we thought it was just, some bullshit, we were all still in the comedy clubs, we were all still on the road, we gave it to everybody, got it from each other,
How severe was your worst day, would you say?
It was a 101 fever one day, and the rest of it was fever was 99, 100. It wasn't bad. Mm. Wasn't bad at all.
Okay. And you haven't had symptoms since, and done so far.
Yeah, one done. And then I get tested. When I go to, not to name drop, because Jay-Z told me never to name drop.
Here it comes. But
when I go to Chappelle's house, he has a test there. So when we go to do shows with Dave Chappelle in Ohio, they have the testing system right there. So before you
get
can
on
even,
the private jet?
No, after.
Or before the helicopter.
After the private jet. I don't always go on a private jet, just sometimes.
Just every other day.
Here's the deal. I'm lucky to have great friends. Now, never is the private jet sent for me. It's always sent for somebody else. Chris Rock, Louis C.K., Kevin Hart. But there's usually a seat for me. You know what I mean?
That's yes.
Nice. And that's not bad.
That's not a nice place to be.
Yeah. But last week, I actually drove out there 10 hours.
Damn.
Why'd you do that?
Yeah.
To get away from the
family. I had some other gigs in Ohio.
Okay.
So I was performing over at a Trump rally. So I went over there, and then I drove out there, and then we went to Dave's house. We get tested. So I was negative again. So it keeps going up negative. So I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty safe, but I'm not 100% safe,
Right. So tell us a little bit about
this. Drive all the way there and you test positive.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
It's a hell of a ride back. Right,
I'm a dick.
Yo, but tell us about these shows. What's the ambiance like? Where are you doing them? How does that work?
The Dave Chappelle ones or just the ones in New York?
Both.
Okay, New York is, hold on, let's do Dave first. Dave Chappelle has this what they call a pavilion. And I went there once back in the day before the world ended. Remember Jarobi from A Tribe Called Quest?
Yes, he lives in Kendall, right next door to me.
Yes, he does live down there in Florida, yep. So he got married there. So it's this, what I call a fancy gazebo. And then a big open field. And there's a wedding venues or celebrations, whatever they do out there.
Oh, that's the joint that the Netflix special was filmed there, right?
Yeah, that was the first one they did. I wasn't there for that. I went 2 days after that. Mm. That was the first one they did. They had a speaker, and they had I think 60 people for that one. And they were just trying to learn, figure it out. Bro, that shit is up to 400 people. They got a full, it's a concert, full sound system, screens for people in the back. It's sick, yo. The seating, the way they seat people, everyone's masked up. Everyone gets, you could take a COVID test if you want. You don't have to take a COVID test to be an artist, but everyone gets their temperature checked. And your phones are locked up. And it's the most amazing show because you don't know who's going to show up. I've done shows with Louis C.K., I've done shows with Kevin Hart and Bill Burr. One weekend, I went with 4th of July was Common, Erykah Badu, Tiffany Haddish, Questlove. Talib Kweli basically lives out there now.
Wow.
Michelle Wolf is a comedian. She lives there. Mo Ammer lives there. Donnell Rawling lives there. These are people that don't have kids. You know what I mean? The difference between them and us.
I'm just glad
like,
that.
We're going to go live on Dave's. Yeah, but there's this little town in Ohio called Yellow Springs. It's like this crazy, progressive, liberal, hippie town in the middle of Trump country. And it's like this weird little bubble. It's this cutest little main street. You know what I mean? Like, it's crazy. And Dave lives out there, and he just started doing these shows, man. It's like basically like COVID residency.
And he's not, is he filming them for something, or is it just?
And who's the audience? Is it people coming from all over and they pay to get in?
Audience comes from all over. There's a, you know, Dave Chappelle, Live Nation have the crazy mailing list, right. You know?
Okay.
And people buy tickets. I've met people that have come from everywhere, Detroit, Chicago, Kentucky, Arizona, or as far as California, like people go out there, man. Like not even Dave's friends, not even our people, like just audience.
Right.
And you know, they find a way to get out there. That's it's dope. Like it started off small, and it's just been spreading. He's filming it all. You know, they're doing something. I don't know exactly what, but they got something cooking out there.
Okay,
that's dope.
Yeah, so
something like that at Fatherhoods.
Yeah, no doubt. Yo, Sife, I'm gonna be at Teterboro this weekend. So just you know, I'll bum a ride.
I can't go this weekend.
And then you got your shows. I've been seeing you posting stuff. Yeah, on the streets, man, doing comedy. Like, right?
I'll tell you this, man. New York City, they can't keep us down, man. I mean, I don't know if anybody's been to New York. It's pre-Giuliani now. It's like all the work Giuliani put into cleaning up the city.
It's unraveled.
Down the drain. Huh?
It's unraveled.
It's unraveled. Yo, now.
Oh, man. All the money's gone, right? All the money's gone. Hampton, Cape Cod, you know, where Jersey, wherever they go, they're out. The big money's gone. Then the homeless are just running rampant in the streets. Mm-hmm. And
I mean, it was feeling like that before COVID. Last time I was there last year, and I was like, oh, "This is feeling starting to feel different."
It was a little like I know. Okay, this is gonna sound weird. I noticed the last year or two before COVID, there was a little more dog shit on the ground than there should be.
Right.
When I was growing up in New York City, there was dog shit everywhere. Like you had to jump over dog shit to get to school.
Yep.
And then Giuliani came in and was like, right? I know a lot of people that hate Giuliani, and those guys were crack dealers. Me, personally, I didn't mind him because he cleaned up the city.
Then, now like, he's talking crazy.
No, he went nuts. He went nuts. He's so, crazy but now. He cleaned up the city. I don't know what he did with the homeless. I don't know what we know what he did with the crack dealers. Locked them all up. But it's, yo, the homeless are back and aggressive, yo. And then, like, New York City's, like, lawless right now. The cops are like, oh, you don't like us? Oh, you don't want us around? Well, have fun. You guys have fun. And just dirt bikes, motorcycles. You know,
fuck, man.
People popping wheelies on city bikes.
Sounds like a Mad Max film.
No helmet.
My wife showed me.
Oh my god! I saw a pickup truck.
I think Herc's about to do the first hip hop part jam.
Cedar Park.
I saw a pickup truck and it had like the armor around the side.
Oh shit!
Wow. Like I was like, is this like a style thing, like a joke, or is this guy like? Really like armoring up his vehicle.
Yeah,
my wife showed me a news clip yesterday, down on the subway at 66 and Lex on the Upper East Side. It was 2:30 in the afternoon. Some dude came behind a lady who was standing waiting for the train, knocked her on the ground, got on top of her like he was trying to rape her, and humping and doing all this stuff. And people are just kind of standing.
Oh wait, in the train station.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah. He's locked up. He's a dude from the Bronx, unfortunately.
They got him.
Yeah, they got him.
Oh, they got him? Okay. Yeah. I mean,
yeah, that was a weird one.
It's pretty bold.
Yeah. And I heard there's a lot of spitting on people going on from the homeless out there.
Word?
Yeah.
It's like, you getting spit on?
Like, if cars, if you pass by with your window down, do they just spit it? I mean, I don't know how true it is. I've just heard shit like that.
Fun fact.
I haven't seen that one, but I don't doubt it.
So wait, so
back to your street comedy. Let's take it back.
So the city's a mess. Every restaurant has like these little fake patios outside because we can't go inside. So they have like little seats and stuff outside. So man, New Yorkers are resilient, and we're just finding any little venue, any little restaurant that has like a backyard patio or like a little rooftop. And just doing shows, you know, it'll be anywhere from like 20 to 40 people. 40 people is this one show I do. And it's a really dope show, but it's like we're outside. And then State Liquor Authority told restaurants if they do comedy shows, they can get their liquor license taken away. So some restaurants are really scared, pardon me, and won't let us do it. And some are like, create like these little speakeasies, like, hey, come back here.
Right.
We do these little shows. We don't announce it. There's one show I do. It nowhere does it say there's a comedy show. You just make a dinner reservation. But everyone knows, you know, you make a dinner reservation, and then you pull up, and we do a show. It's great.
It's kind of like dope.
little alleyways, little rooftops, anywhere to put like a little. They're doing them in the park. The park ones suck because there's no microphone. So you got to just yell at the... You're just yelling in a park. It's crazy.
Scream at people as they walk by.
Homeless are looking at you like, you think I'm crazy.
Right.
Yeah, look at this guy.
Damn.
Inching in on my territory.
Shit, bro.
It's cool, man. Like, and they're like out of town. I did some shows in Ohio. I went to Asheville, North Carolina, all outdoors. People are, for the most part, masked up. Everything's spread out. But they're good, man. They're just, I mean, you know, some comics are scared to go out.
Right.
Some comics are scared to go out, but like, I don't know. The DJ side of me is like, there's nothing happening. Right. Nothing.
But do you kind of feel invincible too? Because you know you had it already.
I'm not gonna say invincible. I feel a little better than people who never got it. Mm-hmm. All right. You know, just from what we know about, I don't know, any type of virus we get. You know, if you got it already, you might not get it again. But who knows, man?
Do your kids get nervous at all when you go out to do stuff? Or are they just unaware of what's
going on? They're still young. Yeah. They don't really know. They just know coronavirus fuck up their fun.
Right.
You know, like, they can't see their friends because of coronavirus. They don't even really know what it means. But like my daughter says a lot of sentences, like, when coronavirus is over, can we go to this? You know?
Right.
So that's the only thing. But I try to stay safe. But I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm being...
too lax.
I'm living dangerously, but I can't just stay home, man. I'm going nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't blame nobody. Like, I'm the opposite. Like, I'm being super conservative. I envy people like you. Cause like, you know, you weigh it out and you're like, all right, well, I'm gonna figure it out. But you also depend, I guess on your livelihood.
He's not like going to the club to party.
Right.
And that's, I'm in that same
thing. Yeah, it's kind of different.
But here's the thing, though. I'm not getting paid for these shows now.
Nah, but you're keeping your brand up.
I'm keeping my brand up. And also, the thing with comedy is if you don't do it enough, you get so rusty that when... I know a lot of comics that when the shit does open back up, they're gonna be stuck for a minute. Like, you gotta, like... It's something like... you constantly have to do it, man. It's so weird. It's like working out, which I have no idea what that feels like, but man.
How old is your youngest again?
Two.
All right. So are you still dodging diaper duty?
Oh, hold on.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Yeah, I haven't. Yeah, I'm pretty good at it.
Yo, how you playing ninja dodging that task 2 years in?
I mean, I guess it's like
your wife is just like, he's never gonna do it. Let me just stop messing with him.
Yeah, but it's never spoken out loud.
Okay.
It's like my version of an open relationship. You know what I mean? Like,
just don't talk about it.
Don't bring shame to the house. But you know, but I always get busy when I see there's a diaper situation. He's always taking a shit
when shit needs to be clean.
I'm washing the dishes. I'm making the bed. I'm putting the clothes from the washer to the dryer. I always find something to do when I see. And now he kind of goes away to do it. Mm-hmm. To like go in a little corner. So when I see him go in the corner, I go in my little corner.
You're like good looking now.
Giving you the heads up.
It's horrible. I know I'm a bad father, man. And then like, you know, I'm with the grandparents, so like I'll be washing it, or like I'll make a smoothie and I'll leave the what's that thing called, the NutriBullet or whatever it is?
Yeah. The Ninja.
And I'll leave it in the sink, and then when I see him go in the corner, I start washing it. And I'll be like,
you leave shit to get ready to be washed later.
I mean, and then I'll be like, oh, Lala, they call their grandparents Lala and Lalo. So I'm like, oh, Lala, is he in the corner? Like, oh, you know, that, you know, she goes, oh, okay, I'll do it.
Yo.
Do you have a phobia, man?
Nah, I just don't like it. It's gross.
That's good, though. That's a lot of proactive, like, planning and shit.
Jesus.
So Sife's got two young ones. I mean, yours are a little bit younger, but you're dealing with two of them. What's your latest struggle this week? Because I know you've been struggling.
So, today I had my son, and he's 3 months. Man, and when he goes in his like mommy tantrums, because if she leaves the crib, he seems to wild the fuck out. So today I had him calm. And then I make myself something to eat. I'm about to eat it. And that's when motherfucker goes crazy on me.
I love that. Oh, good for you.
And I'm just like, yo, they just have impeccable timing on when to wild the fuck out.
Yo, but you think they know?
Yes, I do.
It feels like they know.
Fuck yeah, they do.
I don't know. I feel like they know.
But it's like a vibe thing. Like, right? It's an energy we're putting out that's like,
probably
that relaxed or something. Or look,
it's so ill that I was like, I made myself like a little brunch thing. I'm like, I'm gonna grub out right now real quick while he's sleeping. And he starts wilding out, and I'm like, I'm not gonna let him ruin this for me. So I pick him up, and it seemed like every time I try to like, you know, get the fork to grab a little piece, every time I left the arm left holding him, that one arm, he went louder and you know, was like flailing and going crazy. And I'm like, nah, come on, bro. Like, but if I put the arm back, then he calms down a little bit. I take the arm off to go get a piece. He goes, like, he's like, you're not going to eat right now, buddy. That's what he was doing.
Yeah.
So that was wild. My daughter, we thought she was doing better with the jealousy part of the baby being
around. How old is she?
She's 2 years old. And
the jealousy is crazy.
Yeah, she was getting better, and she relapsed today.
Bad?
She just wilds out. She just, for no reason, she just goes crazy. Like, she's super sensitive, and it's usually we can see is because either my girl's holding the baby or I'm holding the baby. You notice her look at you with the baby, and then she just spazzes out. Mm-hmm. Like,
so wait, Sif, you had the daughter first, and then you have the son. Did your daughter, and she was fairly young when your son was born, did she go through a bunch of jealousy when the baby came?
Yeah. Yeah, she still is. She still is, like, you know, I want to, like, I, you know, my phone is, I remember back in the day, my phone was filled with all types of craziness. Now it's just filled with pictures of my daughter and videos of my daughter from when she was little to now. And then anytime I want to, like, my son is doing new stuff. He's two. So he's saying new words. He's doing new things.
Right.
Every day he says like a new phrase or something. So I want to capture it. If I try to take a video of him, she has to jump in it.
Yeah.
Like, she can't stand when he's getting some shine.
Right.
It's crazy.
It makes sense, though.
My daughter gives me side eye. Like, I feel like I can't do those things with my son. Because the minute I get cute with him or want to film him, I just see her, like, looking at me sideways, like, don't even do it. And I feel bad, you know, because I'm like, she's my first, so I feel bad. And I feel like she's more, like, she's more understanding. So I'm like, he could wait. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I'm thinking. But I feel like I'm also losing out on homie. So it's a little tough.
How do you handle it?
It's weird. Like, when you, I wonder, I guess this is where, like, you start, like, I don't plan on having any more kids, but I guess this is where, like, that middle thing happens, because the first one you have, and then the only ones that ever get that alone time with you, you know, the solo time, then you have another one, and you try to give that one some solo time, but it's hard to do with two kids. And then you have a third one, and you focus, you know, the baby always gets the focus, so the middle one never has the amount of time that either one of them ever had.
Oh, that's a good point.
And it's like, that must be that middle child syndrome, because they don't get a lot of the time. It's weird, man. And my daughter's so jealous. Mm-hmm. And, like, I can see, you know, she sometimes just, like, she thinks I don't see it, but she'll just sneak punch him. Like,
yeah, I'm worried about that.
Yeah,
my daughter
just
squeezes,
like,
him.
Yeah, squeezing, yep, pinching. Squeezing.
What do you do when you see that?
Well, it depends. I try to see how he reacts. He's not a punk, man. I'm so happy. Like, this kid's not a punk. he gets a mean face, and he tries to punch back and kick. I'm like,
You gotta let this duke it out. You're like, figure it out.
This kid does taekwondo already.
I don't know. How do they? I mean, this must be a natural human instinct to, like, fight back. You know, it must be something, like,
innate in us.
I think we learn how to control it.
Right, to resist.
Like, it's always been there, but we learn how to control it. Because he'll start punching and swinging right away. And I'm like, how does he even know to do that?
Yo, fight or flight is real, B.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
That's still. So you said no more, not planning on having a third. That means that there's a possibility.
No. I mean, I want to adopt.
Right. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. You have mentioned that before. Is that still?
Yeah, but that's later. That's later.
Okay. Yeah. Not in 2020.
Oh, man. Should we do it? You did it.
No, sir. I didn't do it.
Yours is 3 months.
Nah. Oh, no, I had mine. Yeah, mine.
He just had another kid. Yeah, yeah. Eve.
Yeah, I had my pandemic baby.
How was that, man?
It was straight. We didn't go to a hospital, though. We did a water birth and a birthing center, so.
No, I'm saying even now, like, how is it, like?
With an infant.
Sucks.
You can't.
I mean, I don't know. I don't know that it, you know what? I don't know that it makes a difference, pandemic or not, because with the baby, you're going to stay home.
Yeah,
it's my daughter who was having an outdoor schedule, classes and little gym classes and part time, and that's what's kind of screwed things up. So she doesn't get her energy out, and her energy goes into being jealous and negative towards her brother.
I can't buy
enough toys to keep her happy. Like, the toys is like, it's like only for that moment. She's like happy, and then that toy ain't shit no more. After, you know, the only thing that keeps her happy is YouTube. YouTube kids.
Yeesh.
And that's terrible.
Yo, sidebar.
I think I know where you're going.
Yo, go fucking ahead. Ryan.
Oh, Ryan's toy review?
Yo,
that kid's the G.
Oh, Ryan. I'm nervous about Blippi here.
Oh, Blippi. No, Blippi's a Libby's definitely a pedophile. Yeah, sure. Libby's definitely a pedophile.
Yeah, but, okay. Wait. You know, Go back to Ryan first. Finish Ryan.
Is it Ryan already an adult? It's all the and same thing. Old videos.
Ryan, you know, Blippi. Yeah, Blippi's a weirdo. Ryan, though, like, I don't. It's not even about him. This little kid does his thing, but yo, it's his parents are just pimping him out.
Yes,
yo.
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes.
Like I, but like we come. We're all like hip hop head. We all come from the. You know, the hustle mentality. Right. Like, we see that kind of shit, right? Because we've seen it. We've seen our friends get pipped out at record labels. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Well, I'm watching these parents. They're like, yo, they're straight pipping it. I'm waiting for the scandal, yo. I'm waiting for the scandal.
And you see him not feeling it anymore. Like, maybe when he was younger, he was kind of into it. And now you could tell it's like a job.
Yeah, he's older now, and it's like his mom just be pushing him, like, play with the toys, Ryan. Play with the, he's like, play with the fucking toys, Ryan.
Play with the fucking toy, Ryan.
They got to have another one, so they have a younger one.
No, they
have
twins.
They have more.
Really?
They're trying to get them.
Yeah, there's two girls now. Yeah, they got twin girls, and they already know the formula.
That kid made 22. That kid made $22 million.
What?
A year ago.
Did he or his parents?
Well, right.
I was saying now I can't wait for this to come. I need this other shoe to drop, man.
Now you know what's gonna happen?
Netflix special.
Blippi's gonna be a part of the issue with that. It's gonna be a Blippi scandal with Ryan.
Blippi's the one that brokered the deal with Nickelodeon.
We're gonna see Blippi's hand come into, you know how those, I'll tell you, those soy hand things? That's Blippi, bro, but he just doesn't call it Blippi.
Those YouTube things, man. You ever like have your kid watching the iPad? Because sometimes you just need a moment of quiet, and the iPad is like the babysitter, you know.
Sure.
Yep.
And you ever take the iPad away and you see the meltdown?
Yep.
You took the crack pipe out of their hands.
Your kid's like, yo, I'm in mid-hit right now.
Do you give it right back, or do you just let them deal with it?
Depends on what's happening. Like, at nighttime, when it's bedtime, like, I try to...
Oh, yeah.
And then, like, I'm with the grandparents, and they just, yo, I went downstairs, and my son had two different ice cream pops. Like, he had an icy in one hand and a Haagen-Dazs ice cream stick in the other hand. And I'm like, yo, what's happening right now? And the grandma's just like, he wanted it. Yeah. Like it's nothing.
It'll help him sleep.
It'll help him shit. You can change the diaper afterwards.
Yo, so so he's eating two different ice creams. And I'm like, okay, let me take the iPad away because it's gonna get, you know, an hour. He has to go to bed. Let me start calming him down. And he starts flipping out, screaming, kicking, like it's crazy.
Do you run away from calming him down, or do you have to deal with that?
No, I'm actually the calmer downer.
All right.
Calm downer, yeah. I'm actually pretty good at it. My wife has a little bit of a temper issue, so I have to like take him away, try to like wean him off of it, get him into something else, but it's hard.
Did the grandparents ever chime in on like the iPad usage, or do they give a side eye on, oh, he's watching too much, or any of that kind of stuff?
No, they like the moment he says iPad, they just go get it and give it to him. Right. And it's like, I can't knock them. I'm in their house. We need to do an in-laws episode. In-laws are crazy. Also, I'm lowering my voice because I'm.
Yeah, I was gonna say, don't get kicked out right now.
they're so helpful, and we need them. But like, it's like old world. Like they don't know. You can't say gluten free around them. You crazy?
What about food actually? So like, how are you? I guess things are relatively calm because for a minute, upstate where I live, yeah, there was like, it was no food in the supermarket. Like, we was going to Stop and Shop and it was like vacant.
Damn, dog.
Yeah, shit was real out here. Like, cause we, I don't know, I guess the trucks just weren't making it up here, but they were finding ways to get to the city.
Beginning?
Yeah, toward the beginning.
I think that was everywhere.
I don't know. No, my Stop and Shop that I go to never had any issues.
You didn't have any issues?
Same with me. At the beginning,
we had toilet paper.
I was going to the grocery store. All the aisles were cleared out.
Nah, yeah. We was good.
Really?
The only thing that was in, like, you'd walk through the frozen food, and it was just like the pineapple frozen pizza. No one wanted that shit.
don't get me wrong. There might have been some outed, like, some low stock and shit, but it didn't last a day or two before they restocked shit.
Oh, no. Our shit up here, up in Rockland, yeah, that shit was, like, the produce section, nothing. They would, like, close early. Like certain areas, so like the cold cuts, the produce, it was like lights were off. Like they was like, "Yo, go somewhere else," because the shit was not popping.
Yeah, there was some stuff like that too. But also in the beginning, I was still staying in the city as much as possible, and my what's the healthy one?
Whole Foods.
The Whole Foods had a line down the block. Jesus. But my little supermarket on my block, the Gristiti's, was always good. But it's like, if you don't live right in that little neighborhood, you wouldn't know to even go there.
Right.
But everyone goes to the Whole Foods, you know?
Yeah.
But now you're straight. So, I mean, there's no issues now.
Nah, everything's good now. And I learned how to cook a little bit. I've been cooking myself, eating healthy. It worked out. It's working out.
Oh, I thought you said you was working out.
Oh, no. I was running, but that's it. I run a little bit now. But that's just any excuse to get out of the house. You know what I mean?
Facts. So you're not spinning anywhere. Are you doing any Zoom comedy shows? Like, are you doing virtual shit?
No, I did a couple. I did a couple, like, for important ones. Like, the Comedy Cellar did one. But I want to do these other little random ones. It wasn't fun, man.
You can't feel the crowd, right? So it's tough.
Okay. The one I did for the Comedy Cellar, I did it like a straight stand-up show, and it didn't feel good. So what I did was, the next time I did one, I treated it like a radio show. It's like the approach I had was more broadcasting than live stand up, and it worked wonders because I was the host of that one. So like I set it up, and then I set it up for the comedians to do their thing. But in my mind, the comedians doing their set was like me playing a song. You know what I'm saying? Like on the radio. So when I treated it like that, and I was like kind of doing bits I would do on the radio as opposed to like trying to do actual straight up jokes, it was working way better.
Dope. See?
But the Zoom ones are like, it's rough. Like, it's rough.
You don't like seeing the little emoji clap hands when you tell a joke on Zoom?
No, yeah. I don't like the clap. Or the, you know what they do? They do some drive-in shows.
Yeah.
And people are in their cars and they honk their horn for laughing.
That should be annoying.
Oh, wow.
I can't do it, yo. I can't.
Yo, before we get out of here, I know you a big sports buff. Who's going to win the... Nah, I'm kidding.
Oh, I'm thinking sports now.
Yeah. Right. The dodging baby diaper Olympics.
I watched a beautiful documentary about the guy that has those sneakers I like.
Yeah, but you was looking for the kicks.
Did you know that guy played basketball?
Yeah, I never heard of him.
I didn't even... Yo, this guy, Michael the Jordan, Bucks. He played basketball. Started as a sneaker company. In the 90s.
He's incredible.
I didn't even know that.
Oh, man.
What's happening in sports? I know... Okay, this is what I know about sports from Instagram. Something happened with the Clippers.
Yeah. Mega happened.
All right, something happened with the Clippers. Something happened with LeBron.
You're looking through right now.
No, I'm remembering. There was a strike, right? The NBA, they protested.
Right.
And then LeBron came in and did his thing. I don't know what he did, but something. This is all like me scrolling Instagram. Okay, the football's back and there's nobody in the stands.
Right.
What happened with football?
No, here's what I want to know. Who do you think is going to win the NBA championship?
NBA championship.
Yeah.
Okay. I saw Snoop post something about Orlando. So something's happening in Orlando.
Yeah. Forget it. Forget it. Go back to sleep, Sif. Go back to sleep.
Who's playing?
It's going to be Dr. J with the 76ers and Larry Bird with the Boston Celtics. That's the
who's playing in the finals?
We're not to the finals yet. We're in the semis.
Where we at?
In the semifinals.
Does Bo still know?
What do you call this?
Huh? Yeah.
Where are we up to? Semifinals?
Semis.
What do they call it?
What?
The East, the Big East. Who's in the Big East?
I know you be clowning because I know you know more than you would lead on. But that's for another show.
I swear to God, I have no idea.
What's OJ Simpson's stats right now?
Jesus.
Something happened with Odell Beckham.
Is this therapeutic at all for you, E, today?
No.
It was for me.
Yeah, I see you're bright and fucking spunky now.
Yeah.
Real.
Yeah, right before COVID hit, I was in Europe with Dave Chappelle, not to name drop, and we were at Paris Fashion Week. We were in Paris during Fashion Week, and we were at the One Oak had a pop up for Fashion Week, and we were in there, and I saw Odell Beckham, and I go, he says what's up to Dave, and Dave introduced me. He knew me from Hot 97. And I go, yo, what's up, yo? I'm a big fan. And he goes, oh, word? I go, yeah, I got a Pinterest page because I follow all your fashion. Yo, this nigga almost passed out from laughing, yo.
That was good. Yo, that was good.
Yo, I love it. Yo, he got good streetwear style, yo. And I follow him. I got a whole Pinterest page of Odell Beckham. Little outfits, yo.
Oh my God, yo, you a fool.
Yo, he always got the Fresh Supreme on.
Oh he always my got God.
All the latest. Yeah, it's good.
Yo.
But yo, you know what's funny about sports guys? They love me because I don't bother them about sports.
Oh, right. Yeah, like, you talk about their gear.
Yeah, like a human being. So like they don't care because he plays for the Browns now. And my uncle, I don't know how I remember this, but my uncle's a huge Browns fan. So I asked him if I could bring my uncle to a game, and he said, "Yeah, no problem." And then then Corona hit, but he was like telling me I could, like, he gave me his number, and he's like, "Yeah, yo, if you come to Cleveland," he's like, "When we come to New York, bring your uncle." I said, "No, I want to bring my uncle to Cleveland." Mm. Wait, that's what Browns are, right? Cleveland.
Yes, you got it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, but then all this shit happened, so I don't know what to do now. But he said I could bring my uncle. That would have been that's a crazy gift.
That's a bucket list check off right there. Damn.
Well, all problems solved.
Yeah, right. Just another episode.
Yeah. We did it, guys. Going to college.
Yeah. Yo, Sif, man, good luck avoiding diaper duty, and thank you for joining us again.
And Sif, look out for that package I'm sending you.
A package? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It has the diaper wipes in it. Drink Champs diaper wipes.
Laced with alcohol.
And before we leave, What's another way that E can work on his daughter's jealousy from your past experience? Drop a gem. Leave a gem for us.
I mean, you still got your baby's young, so it's not, your baby's not going to feel the difference. But like somebody told me, when you want to do stuff for the baby, include your other kid, And like I made my daughter bring a gift to the hospital, like a stuffed animal. You did the stuff because then that's the thing they associate with them giving them a gift, you know. But just include them as much as you can, like even the dumb stuff, just so that they feel like it's about them, you know.
I think we fucked up because my daughter was actually in the room while he was being born.
Ooh. Oh, yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, on the iPhone, watching YouTube Kids.
Blippi.
And not once did she turn her head while my girl's screaming, giving birth in the tub.
Nah.
And then finally, out of the tub comes this little thing, and she just looked and goes, oh, God. And she just like, shook her head. All started there.
That's it. You fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you did too much.
Oh, man.
The word of the day is inclusion.
Indeed.
Yeah, just include her and stuff. It's the only way.
Thanks, guys. You guys are really amazing.
Just do it and enjoy it, okay?
I'm so glad to be surrounded by such great fathers.
I would never claim that.
We'll get a therapist on here one day. We promise.
Right. Someone with a degree.
Maybe.
Man, he just wants us all to have more kids.
Yeah, that's it. That solves everything.
All right.
I gotta go eat. So
Sife, appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Sife.
Yo, thanks for having me, guys. Right, for real, man. I really appreciate it.
Stay safe out there.
Be good.
I'll set it up. Yeah, later, man.
Peace.
Later.
Yo, be a father. If not, why bother, son? A boy can make them, but a man can raise one. Be a father to your child.